We're in a Nesivos Shalom on Torah. We're in the first piece on learning Torah Lishma, Ha'osik B'Torah Lishma. It's in the additional volumes, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Mem Zayin. Now Kuf Mem Chet, actually, we're on Ot Gimel, continuing on from the first shir that we did last time. It says in Ot Gimel, which is on the top left, the top of the left column on page Kuf Mem Chet, V'Alpi Ha'amor, Yesh Leva'er Inyan Torah Lishma. Something which we didn't touch upon last time, which we're now really starting, because each oat usually does engage a new topic or the same topic from a totally new angle. So we're really walking in with it, you know, fresh into a fresh piece here, so to speak. So one thing that we didn't even address last time at all is we asked, what's the concept of Torah Lishma? Why isn't it Torah Lishmo Yitbarach? Torah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Torah Lishma mean as Torah Lishma? Dehine, Mashma'ut Lishma. Torah Lishma means Hainu, Lishem Yehuda v'tafkida. Lishma means for its Yehud, for its destiny, and its tafkid, its purpose. Ukilshona Sifrei, as it says in the Medrash Sifrei, Asei Dvarim Lishem Pulatam, that a person should do things according to what they're geared toward, what their endpoint is. Shalomei Kadei Shekoach HaTorah Yachdir Bo Oro Yitbarach Shemo La'ir La'eretz V'Ladrim Be'or Hashem, that a person should learn. What is a person learning Torah for? In order that they should be, that they should ingrain Torah into themselves, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in themselves that we talked about last time, to build that light into themselves and to also light up the whole world with the Or of Hashem. Ulahair betocha olam shebo or alokuto behealam v'tov v'avohu shezeh Yehuda v'tafkidav ratzon alyon benitinat haTorah l'olam hazeh, and also to light up mamish, to light up the whole world, to light up this world with Or Hashem, because that's the whole goal and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants by giving us the Torah. He wants us to light up ourselves and light up the world with our limud Torah. Umkemashmut lashon Chazal. And as we talked about last time, the Ma'amar Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world on condition. He said, I'm creating the Shemayim and the Aretz. And if it's on condition, let's let Noah in. There we go. If I'm creating the world on condition, if Klal Yisrael accept the Torah, then the world will continue. And if from now until Matan Torah, the thousands of years that are going to pass, but if we get to Matan Torah and Klal Yisrael don't accept the Torah, then that's it. Then I'm going to return the world to Tovo. I'm going to destroy the world. She'in ein mekablim Yisrael et haTorah, that if we as Klal Yisrael don't accept the Torah, Achzira ta'olam l'tohu, I'm going to return the world to tohu. I'm going to return the world to nothingness. She'in kiyum la'olam she'ne'elam imenu ori barach. There's no kiyum to the world. The world can't exist without Or Hashem. We talked about that last time. That's why the Or Hashem is referred to as the Or HaGanuz. One of the explanations that's given is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this supernal light, this amazing godly light on the first day, and then he took it away, why not take it away entirely? Why hide it away? Why hide it within the world? Because as we explained yesterday, based on, I think, in a different piece in the Tivo Shalom, he says this, which is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken away that light, the world couldn't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides it in the world. And so this light is the light which gives kiyum, it gives existence to the world itself. The Or Elokut is what gives life to the world. Every time we learn it, we bring out more Elokut in the world. We're giving life to the world and kiyum to the world. Next paragraph. Uvazeivu ar ma'amar, Rabbi Meir, Kola usek b'Torah lishma zochel l'dvarim harbe. Coming back to the Mishnah, I believe, that we quoted at the beginning of last time, from Pirkei Avot, that Rabbi Meir says that anybody who's osek b'Torah lishma is zochel to achieve many things. V'lo o'ed ele shekola olam kulo kedai hulo, the whole world is mamish kedai for him. Al pi ha'amor she'in erech le'olam shebon elam or elokoto yiparach. Meaning there's no reason, there's no kiyum, there's no existence to the world. There's no value to the world, which doesn't have Or Elokut in it. Sha'az hu olam ato, it's a world of nothingness. Virak al yedei Torah lishma, only through learning Torah lishma, mamshichim et Or Elokuto yiparach betoch ha'olam hazeh, do we draw the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Im kein, kol ha'olam kedai hu lo. Meaning, for this person, the whole thing is worth it for this person. The whole world is worth it for this person because he's bringing the Or of Hashem into the world. V'gam zochel dvarim harbe, this person is zochel to many things. Dechashi v'azim. Sha'akav ha'klali hu bekulam. Dine ha-hefresh bein or l'choshech. The distinction between light and darkness. Ki ha-choshech b'chinato tzimtzum. Darkness is an aspect of tzimtzum, of withholding, of borders. Sheino ro'eh shum davar zulato. That choshech, darkness, I don't see anything. That tzimtzum, that's when I'm confined within my boundaries. And I can't see anything else than what's right in front of me. V'chol olamo na saviv l'davar ha-tzimtzum biyoter. And the whole world goes around, there's something which is so small, saviv atzmo, goes around itself. Vilu orhu yitziat min simsum l'marchav. What is this light? This light is going from being confined to mamish, expanding all the borders, expanding all the boundaries. Bringing out this light from the Torah is mamish expanding all the borders and expanding all the boundaries. Shero el ha-merchakim, he can mamish see as far as he can go. Vimomnam re'uyat rayat tiv'it, gam hi mugbelet umagderet. And even though natural sight is also limited, aval zesh zochel Torah or, but a person who's mamish zochet to Torah or, a person who's mamish zochet to Torah or, lirot beora Torah kedoshat ora lokuto yiparach, to see with the Torah kedoshat, to see the ora lokuto yiparach, shebetoch kol abriah, that's within the whole world. Hamabat shelo, that person's perspective, hu riyah in sofit, meaning it's an imperfect parallel. If we think that it's limited to the way that our physical sight works, yes, our sight can go far beyond our physical bodies. That's 100% true. However, when we talk about spiritual sight, that's not something which can see farther than our physical sight. Spiritual sight can see infinite. Spiritual sight can see into infinity. Spiritual sight can access the Ein Sof, can access the perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite perspective of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and see forever. You can see mamish from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. You're seeing the infinite that's buried within, buried inside the physical world. It's brought out, a beautiful place that it's brought out is in the beginning of Bereshit. It says, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, in the retelling of the story of Maaseh Bereshit, it says, Bihi Bar'am, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it's about to give the retelling of Maaseh Bereshit, and it says, Bihi Bar'am, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them. And the word Bihi Bar'am, there's a small hey. It's, I believe it's Perek Bet Pasuk Dalet in Bereshit. There's a small hey. And Rashi, there quotes a Mamar Chazal, which says, why is there a small hey? Bihi Bar'am, when he created them, what's this hey? He created them, and he created the two worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And he created them with the name Yud K. The name Yud K. A Yud and then a Hey. That specific name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Olam Hazeh is like a Hey. How is Olam Hazeh like a Hey? This is taken from Rashi and taken from the Chazal and also adding into it a little bit from the Maharal's Sefer Ner Mitzvah, very relevant to the pasuk that we've been talking about. So Maharal's Ner Mitzvah on Chanukah, but at the beginning he just talks about a lot of the Dalet Galiot, the four exiles, and a lot of things relating to breaking through the darkness of Olam Hazeh. He says that Olam Hazeh is like a Hey. That's Chazal say that. Rashi quotes it there. The Maharal opens up and says, what is a hey about? What does that mean? That what is a hey? A hey is a dalid with a yud inside. Dalid is all about pirud. Dalid is all about spreading things out as far as they can be spread out into all four corners of the earth. Right? We'd say that in English, all four corners of the earth. In Hebrew, we say that the dalid ruchot ha'olam in Tanakh. It's spreading these out north, south, east, and west. That's why the dalid itself, he brings down. That's why the Dalet itself is actually structured like an axis, pointing in all four directions, spreading out, meaning spreading away from any concept of there being anything that unifies. That's Olam Hazeh. It's a Dalet. What's inside of the Dalet? Inside of the Dalet is a Yud. That's what a Hey is. It's a Dalet with a Yud inside. What's the Yud all about? The Yud is always hinting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the letter that hovers above all other letters. It's the letter that's indivisible, that represents pure oneness. It's the Nakuda that's the source of everything. That's the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the whole essence of Olam Hazeh is that it's a Dalet, it looks like, it's a world where it seems, it looks like. You can sit there if you want. It's a world that mamish looks like it's pulling in all four corners, it's pulling in all four directions, that there is nothing that unifies it. But be'emes, it's just hiding the fact that in the center of that reality is the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what is Olam Haba? Olam Haba is when Olam Hazeh falls away, when that Dalet falls away, and all that's left is the Yud. Because Olam Haba is created with the Yud. Olam Hazeh is a dalid surrounding a yud and a hey. But Olam Haba is a yud. That's the reality of Olam Haba. Is that it's just the yud, it's just an experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's just an experience of His oneness, it's just an experience of His infinite nature. And so what Olam Hazeh is, it's just a dalid, it's a sheker, it's the dalid golios, claiming that you can go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's multiplicity in this world, that there's things that are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that there are other options in this world. It's all this sheker that's coming out, that's covering up yud. And what is the job of the Jewish people? What are we here to do? We're here to uncover and reveal to the world that the Dalit is a sheker and that there's just a yud in the center. We're revealing that yud. We're revealing that oneness. How do we do that? We do that through Torah. That's the essence of what Torah is. When I often give this over, and when I begin to teach Sefer Devarim, why do I begin to teach Sefer Devarim? Because it's the fifth of, think about it, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's why Torah's daf given over in five Sfarim. When we talk about Chamisha Chumshei Torah, it's two of the three words we use to describe Torah. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five-fifths of Torah. Five is essential to Torah. Why? Because two reasons, or many reasons, two layers of meaning to that are. Number one is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu estakel b'orayta l'vara olma, Kadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'atara v'orayta l'ma, Kadosh Baruch Hu gazes into the Torah and creates the world. So the very fabric of this world which itself is created as a hay, comes from something which itself is designed of five parts. It's a reflection of a five-part process of Torah. So not only is the world a reflection of that, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah inside of Olam Hazeh for what purpose? To teach us how to engage that hay, how to engage Olam Hazeh, and how to reveal the Torah, the unity, the Kudsha Baruch Hu that's inside of that reality. That's our job as the Jewish people. That's our job as the bearers of Torah. Is to reveal the Kudsha Baruch Hu, reveal the Or Hashem that's within the world, to reveal the Yud within the Dalet. That's the goal. And when we do that, not only do we benefit ourselves and benefit Olam Hazeh, but if we truly attune our eyes to see the ruchnius that's beneath the physicality of this world, that's the secret of the movement into Olam Haba. The movement into Olam Haba is that it's not that we go from here to somewhere else. It's that the veil of this world is lifted and we're right where we always were. But now we see it in its truth. The dalet goes away and we're just staring at the yud that was there the entire time. And the goal of learning, the goal of being here, and the goal of learning Torah here, and why we're chayav to be learning Torah every second of the day, is because when we do that, we're sensitizing ourselves to see Olam Hazeh in Olam Haba. To have eyes of Olam Hazeh in Olam Haba. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. To be able to see Him right here. That there's mamish no transition then when we go on to the next world. That's the reality of it. That's what it's about. That's the Or HaLukut that we're bringing out, that we're experiencing, we're bringing out of ourselves, and that we're mamish bringing out of the world, and that we're seeing in the world, and able to truly see what the world is, to see that the world is Torah, to see that the world is Or HaLukut. That's what the Torah affords us, is the vision with our eyes to be able to see, be'emes, what reality is. Tov. We're taking it from Vilachim. The first one I'll add is Va'ad Sofo. Or like two-thirds of the way down in the paragraph. Berech. But it's after the word Va'ad Sofo at the beginning of the line, and then a period, and then Vilachim. Vilachim zoche al yidei esek ha-Torah lishma. Lechol avim alal. That's why through learning Torah lishma, we're zoche to all of these things. Nikra Ohev, we're called the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vireya, and a friend. Ohev et ha-makom, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ohev et ha-briot, we love the world. Kial yidei shelo made Torah, because mamish by learning Torah, lishma. Yesh lo mabat shekulo omer merchav. We have a perspective that's totally broad, broader than anything that there is. Ro'eh et ha-borea gadol v'akadosh, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see the Creator, the tremendous Kadosh Creator. U'misugal le'ehov oto yiparach le'ehov briotav shebara. We can fully love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love the whole world itself, because the whole world is mamish exploding with godly light. U'v'nigud le'holech chashrim ve'ein nogalo, in opposition to those who mamish choose to walk in darkness and have no light. That this means the person is totally bordered in boundaries. That person isn't seeing the Or HaLukut. That person isn't seeing the infinite. He says very beautifully, and he keeps coming back to this point, that such a person only sees themselves. Because if you don't see God, and you don't see the infinite, and you don't see spirituality, if all you see is physicality, I'm extrapolating here, but what I'm understanding from what he's saying is that when a person sees in that way, if they're only looking at physicality, so what are they seeing? They're seeing a reflection of their own desire. That's all they're seeing. That's what the physical world is. They're just gazing at physical desire all day. I want to eat this. I want to touch this. I want to do that. That's all the physical world is. The physical world is just is this smorgasbord. It's this. I hope to see smorgasbords again soon. I'm going to miss those in the summertime, right? It's this huge smorgasbord of taiva. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's why you eat 8 times more at the smorgasbord of a wedding than you would ever eat in your own dinner time, your own household, right? You're standing in front of Olam Haba. Excuse me, Hafuch. You're standing in front of Olam Hazeh. It feels to our bodies like Olam Haba, but you're standing in front of Olam Hazeh. You're standing in front of every delicacy that there is, right? When you go to a co-ed situation, you're standing in front of a smorgasbord of things that you probably shouldn't be standing in front of in terms of taiva of arayos, right? Meaning, but that's what it all is. When you stand in the physical world, it's just all you're doing is seeing desire. And if you're seeing desire, then all that you're really seeing is yourself. I'm seeing me. I'm seeing what my body wants. I'm feeling what my body wants. There's no supernal anything in that moment. There's just my body, its desires, and the fulfillment of those desires in the most mugbal, the most limited way possible. I'm cut off from the infinite, and I'm literally, think of what infinity is. Infinity is beyond. Infinity is forever. Infinity is beyond time. And I'm sucked in that moment. That's the concept of instant gratification. I'm sucked in the opposite of infinity into this moment, this thin slice, this 1 second of instant gratification and physical pleasure. And so what I'm really looking at is myself, my physical desire, my own ego, my own ta'ava. That's all that I'm seeing. That's the choice. I can't see anything else. I can't give to anything else. I don't care about anything else, right? When a person goes and they get it and they see somebody and they hit it off and they get into a relationship, no, I'm giving to the other person. It's sheker, it's total sheker. You're not giving anything. You're taking from the person. When a person's over shomer negiah, you're just taking. You're serving your own physical desires and impulses and using that other person to fulfill them. They may allow you to do so, but it doesn't change the fact that you're using them. When a person enters into kiddushin, milashon kiddusha, and says that I'm held off for so long from touching anything, from touching anyone. And now I'm entering into the paradigm that Torah itself set up. Because yes, there's now going to be physical touch involved. But that physical touch is dafka the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded it, designed it, gave it as a gift. And now it's for him to fulfill his commandments of onah, his commandments of avahavta l'reicha kamocha mamish. So according to many, it's the only way to really fulfill avahavta l'reicha kamocha. How can you ever love anybody like yourself? It's not possible. Everybody loves themselves the most. But when you're married, it's the other half of you. So there are many mafarshim down, that's the only way to truly fulfill avahavta l'reicha kamocha, is when you give to your spouse. That in that moment, you're even in that moment, and those are deep levels and deep discussions for another time, and not for this stage of life for the people who are on the Zoom call. But when you get to that stage of life, and you'll talk about B'shachem with your cousin teachers and those who are listening with your college teachers when the right time comes, B'shachem B'tzlachat. But when that time comes, that when you're even in having physical contact with one spouse, the goal is to be totally focused on the other, because that's utilizing it in the way of Kedusha. Like we talked about in last time or previous times, I don't remember when exactly we talked about it, but even with food, it's the same thing. That a person goes and they can eat for themselves, or on Shabbos Kodesh, you can eat for yourself. Or you say, no, I'm stopping for a moment and recognizing and reflecting even before I touch the first piece of food. Even though I'm going to enjoy it, even though I'm going to love it, I'm not denying the fact that the food is going to be amazing. But I'm eating the covet Shabbos Kodesh. My Rebbe, and I went to him countless times for Friday night dinners. I sat close to him. And subtly, quietly, under his breath, before he took the first bite of every single new food that was on his plate, the covet Shabbos Kodesh. Then he would put the fork in it, and then he would take a small bite. The covet Shabbos Kodesh first. Because the goal isn't to deny ourselves the physical world. It's to utilize Torah to open up the infinity that's within the physical world. To see beyond the physicality. To see beyond the self. I'm eating for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm engaging in a relationship with my spouse for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's so much more that comes along with that. It needs to be understood and processed and engaged properly and enjoyed. Einachinami. But that's what makes it infinite. The machshava that comes beforehand, the intent, the focus, the limitation of the physical to expand the infinite. I can either have infinite physicality, which itself is truly finite and no infinity and no kutsu brichu, or I can limit the physicality and still enjoy it. And through the medium of that physicality, get olam haba, get or elokut, get infinite reality of an infinite experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the choice. That's how that's the choice that we have in front of us every single time. Tov, shkoach, Noah. Okay. To move forward. V'chein malbush milav shato anava v'yira. And so too, somebody who learns Torah lishma. Somebody who learns Torah lishma. They're dressed, kilu. They're garbed in anava, in humility. In yira, in fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki azoche lirot b'oroi barach, that a person who's truly able to see the or aloku, to see with the or of Hashem, v'ro'eg gadlut ha-borei ba'al yidei zeh lishiflut atzmo, a person who mamish sees the infinite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course they're going to be clothed in anava, in humility. When I truly see, if I open up the gateways and I see the infinite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that light, I recognize I'm nothing. If I'm emes with it, and I have to be emes with it, I'm mamish nothing. And that anava gets ingrained in me, because I see the infinite that is HaKadosh Baruch. Shura kol afsiuto, I see my total nothingness, I'm a zero. Keneged HaKadosh Baruch, I'm mamish nothing. True, the whole world was created for me, and that's a mentality for a different time, and that's a Nisivot Shalom for a different time. But also, I'm Ayin Va'efes, also I'm Afar Va'efer, also I'm totally nothing. So that when we open up to the infinite, then we see that in comparison to the infinite, I'm not small. I'm a nothing. And Ezes Schut is nothing to be able to touch the infinite. What a gift. What an emes. It's the emes of the world. It's the emes of reality. What am I next to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm mamish. I'm less than nothing. Moshe, as Moshe said, Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam ashel pnei adama, that Moshe was more humble than any person on the face of the earth. Shemitoch shmunat Hashem yabit zachal avanaitera. How did he get to be the most humble person? Because he saw Hashem's face. Because he saw a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because he talked to him face to face. Didn't get to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face, but he mamish talked to him. Pe'al peh. By seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, after seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, how could he think of himself as anything other than nothing? But that's what made him so great. Because once you see that, once you experience that, all you want is more of that infinite perspective. Umitoch hari'yah b'gadlut ha-borei, and through seeing the gadlut, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bal yir'at Hashem ha-gadol v'nara, that we can truly come to a year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of His godless and His nora, of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was why Satan said, somebody asked, how do you get a healthy view of yourself as nothing? Again, different times for different modes. There are certain times where it is very important to remember. I mean, again, in the Court of Yisrael Pirkei Avot, the answer is you should always be carrying both in equal weight and equal measure at all times. That the world was only created for me, and that I'm nothing, both at the same time. But the recognition that I think the initial, more important, the necessary recognition that I'm nothing. That everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there is no me. There is no I. There is no I want. There's just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To pretend that my desires mean anything in comparison to the infinity that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is shtuyot. It's craziness. Then after that, once I've internalized that, I have to say to myself, okay, that's true. But this infinite creator, for some reason, took, so to speak, the time and the energy and the effort to create little me. And if I'm here, it means that he expects of me that I'm supposed to do something here. So I must figure out what that is and I must do it. Because I'm nothing, and since I'm nothing, I have no desires of my own. I'm only here because the Kadosh Baruch Hu put me here, and it must be for a purpose, then I must be, that's my whole life, is filling that purpose. And to me, that's the balance. I am the most important element of the world, because if I'm not here, the world falls apart. That's the only reason why I would be here at all. because there's an infinite creator. And so my whole life has to be about that, and it's not about me. That's how at least I mentally organize it in my mind. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense. Someone wrote that Tanya says that learning Lishma serves as both a garment and as a food for your neshama. Beautiful, beautiful. It's both a I have to think about what that means. But I think anything in the Tanya, to think about what it means a lot. But that's very, very beautiful. Shkoach. I read somewhere that viewing yourself as nothing really means just putting everyone else before yourself. It's not that you have no meaning, it's that everyone else should matter more than you. That's a very interesting way of framing it. I would tweak it a little bit. I would actually quote Rav Akiva Tatz, who I think put it in a way where it clicked for me. He said that he says in one of his shiurim that a person who goes and they say, you know, I'm nothing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, a person who goes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing, I have no desires, I have no interests, I am not going anywhere, nothing's happening, it doesn't matter. Like, if I'm really coming from that perspective, then what happens is... You can get that. Sorry, one second.
So, Elise, come back after also, okay?
Sorry, the beauties of teaching, the beauties of teaching at home. Okay. So he said to me, he says, if you go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, no, you know, I'm nothing, and I have no desires, and no interest, what, do with me what you want, I'm amish sitting here, I'm a lump on a log, you know, whatever you want, I'm a nothing. I think these are his actual words. He's like, that's not an Oved Hashem. He says, that's a nuisance. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. He says, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is for a person to say, somebody wrote, bring your kids to work day. It's bring your work to your kids for life right now. But that you should come. You come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a special guest. My daughter's joining us for this year. Baruch Hashem. She's getting to learn with her Abba. So he says. So I think Rekivita says, and then I'm sorry for getting unfocused. Let's try to stay focused for the next. So we only have 7 more minutes before this thing turns off. That he says that a person knows they need to go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, I'm on fire. I'm mamish on fire to do whatever it is that you want me to do. That's a real Eved Hashem. That I recognize that I have, not that I have unique desires. My desires, my physicality, all that stuff is all of the garbage that's in the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created me unique, with unique spiritual capacities, unique intellectual capacities, unique emotional capacities, and unique physical abilities. Right? Some of us are faster, some of us are stronger, some of us are kilu, whatever it may be. You created me with all of these capacities. So I'm taking all of these gifts and I'm fired up to dedicate all of it to you. Just tell me what to do with it. I'm ready, I'm poised, I'm ready to go. That's what it means. So in terms of what you wrote, Noah, yes, it's putting everything else for yourself. It's really putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu before yourself. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu demands that you give of yourself to him, to other people. He also demands, as far as I understand, that you still have to take care of yourself, though. You know, that there's still need, when I've spoken to people who are, how do I put this? Who are chesed oriented to the extreme. And there are very beautiful, beautiful people in this world who are chesed oriented to the extreme. And they come to me when they're burnt out. You know, I'm that address. You see them and they're running every single Shabbaton and every single Shir and every single this, everything that. They're always fired up. But then when they're like down and out and they don't know what to do next and they're ready to just fall apart, so I'm their address. Right? So when they come to me, I very often have found myself in this conversation of saying, you have a lot to give. But in order to do all that giving, there needs to be a you. And if you don't tend to yourself and make sure that there's a you, then there is no giving. So I think there's a balance there also of making sure that there's a self-care, but even that self-care is Avodas Hashem. I'm taking care of myself in order that I can be the best, fullest Jew that there is in the most emistic way to learn Torah, to give to others, to do for others, to care for others. But there needs to be an I that can do that. There needs to be a me that can do that. Not that I need to fill myself with my own ideas. It should all come from Hashem. It all come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It all come from a perspective of Torah. But I have to exist to be able to do all those things that only I can do. and then I'm doing it all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm also taking care of myself, really, why am I taking care of myself? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I can be there to do what he wants me to do. Even that's an act of giving in its depth, but it's an important part of that reality. If Rav Malchus talks about it a lot, then I know that I'm getting in good company, so it's much more likely emes. Tov. Let's do the next paragraph. Let's at least get to Dalet today. Let's see if we can pack it into the next 3.5 minutes. Let's do this. Top of the next page, Kuf Mem Tet. The Oto Davar, Yesh Lefaresh, Behad Dezoches, Sha Torah Kedoshah Notenet Lo Malchutu Memshala. And this thing, we can explain this entire concept, that a person is Zochet a Torah, that person is given Malchut and Memshala. The person is given kingship and given authority. Because the main nekuda of gedulat ha'adam, of the greatness of a person who's proper to receive malchus, who's proper to receive authority, who amabat ha'rachav, they need to have a broad perspective. Shiukala akif et kol inenei ha'melucha, that they're able to see all of the needs of everybody in the malchus, of all the people in the kingdom. V'shamayim l'rom v'eretz la'omek v'lo malachim v'lev malachim ein cheker. It says that the heavens for height and the earth for the depth, but the heart of a king has to have no end. What does it mean the heart of a king has to have no end? That's exactly what we're talking about. V'adam mitzumsam eino musugalas, if a person is mitzumsam because they can't see in a broad way because they're limited in their vision, they're not mitzugal for such a thing. They're not zochet for such a thing because they don't have a broad perspective of Torah. They don't have the or elokut to see beyond the limitations of the physical. They have the broadest perspective possible, an infinite perspective. And so too, a person who learns Torah Lishma has revealed the secrets of Torah. The secrets of Torah means the secrets of Torah themselves. That's the secret of reality, the secret of the upper realms and the lower realms. Deleika midei delo remiza beoraita, that there's nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. Like we said before, the Torah is mamash the source of the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'Torah v'rayata olam. He gazes into the Torah and creates the world. Uveor haganuz la'amalei Torah tzufal mabit b'or lokutoi baracham abeitin sofi. And with the or haganuz, for those who work in Torah, they're able to see, to gaze in the or lokut. With the or lokut, they're able to see everything. V'niglin lo razei Torah, and they're able to be revealed the secrets of Torah. Gaminyan Nehenin Mimenu Itzav Tushiat Tuyabaze Kiyesod Harama Hasichlit Hadrusha Leitzav Tushiahu Mabat Rachav. Because if you want to be able to give advice, to be able to see things in their true way, that requires a broad perspective. Lirot Tabahayahani Donit Lechol Tzadin, to see the issue in all of its sides, to have that Archavata Dat that comes from the Oralokut. Vrak Ish Kaze Yuchal Lachlitu Leitz. Only such a person who has this broad perspective can be truly decisive in an emistic way and truly give good advice. Avonisha Mabatom Tumsam, but one whose perspective is limited. Gami Miyahi Chacham and Avon Eino Baal Itzah Tov. Their person can't really give definitively good advice. Ki Eino Ro'eh Tamatzav Mikol Atzadim, because they can't see things from every perspective. Kayotzi Bazeh, Shar Kol HaMajikot, all the other things mentioned in that Mishnah. Kigon Snu'a V'Erech HaPayim, that a person will have modesty and they'll be Erech HaPayim, that they'll have be very peaceful with other people. Hakol Nova Mitoch Zeh Sheroeh Be'Ora Lokut Barach Genuz B'Torah. It's being able to see with the Ora Lokut, which is hidden away in the Torah. V'Roeh B'Gadlut HaBorein, to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaz Mivatel Yeshuto HaAfsit Eilav Yibarach Shemo. They're able to mivatel their whole being before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hu B'Inyan E'ayin V'Efes. They're in a reality of mamish being nothing. V'Lachinu Tznua, and therefore, since if I'm saying I'm a mamish and nothing, then Vaday I'm Tznua, then Vaday I'm modest. I'm saying I'm mamish and nothing. There's nothing here. Eino mavlit yishuto et alabriot. Meaning, if I know that I'm really nothing, I'm gonna. I gotta be front and center. I gotta be dressed so nice that everybody notices me. Notices who? I'm nothing. There's nothing here to look at. A person that's chuanava has no. They're automatically tsanua because they know what is there to look at here. I'm just a cleave for a Kaddish Baruch like everybody else. There's nothing special here. There's special in that I'm unique. Again, that those two sides. I'm unique because there's only one me. But at the same time, okay, Beseder, but everybody's here for a reason. There's nothing more special here about me than you. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu, with all everything that he experienced and he did and he saw, that he was able to look around the world and be the most unaf person that ever was. Because we're just, I'm just another person. I'm just another person. The Nesivot Shalom, in his, I think it's in the first piece on Pirkei Avos, he says beautifully that one of the ways listed there in Nesivot Shalom that he was able to keep that perspective of Anava was, is Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, well, if the rest of Klal Yisrael were to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu like I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would be even greater than I am. They just don't see what I see. So because I see what I see, so I'm so great. But if they were to see what I see, they would do even more than I did. That was how he kept that perspective. Because he realized I'm just another person, I'm a nothing. And I have to do my job, but I'm amish a nothing. And a person, how could a person get angry if they have that broad perspective? What is that I get angry about? I'm locked up in here and it's so bad and it's impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts you there. We're here for a reason. We're all sitting in our houses for a reason. We're all on Zoom for a reason. What's there to be angry about? What are you getting angry about? Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Who are you? Only if there's a you that's a negative you is their anger. Only if there is a physical you is their anger. It's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Mamish, nothing to talk about. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, what's there to get angry about? You're exactly where you need to be. You're exactly where you need to be. Doing exactly what you need to be doing. Zeu. Sheshorash HaKas Anochiyut V'Yeshut Kayadua, because the root of anger, like we just talked about, is a sense of self. I have things that I wanted to do. I have places I wanted to be. I have things that I wanted to do. No! HaKadosh Baruch Hu has goals for you. And if he puts you there, then it's because you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish from there, if you link into that truth. The Akava Klaliba Zeh, the unifying factor here is, Ora Torah zochel yirot et oroi parach, that through the Ora of Torah, a person is able to see the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechol abriya in the whole world, v'yotzei min atzimtzum l'merchav, and can leave from a more limited, bounded perspective to the most broad perspective that there is. Again, I don't know exactly, I thought it would have already shut off by now, I don't know when this thing turns off. So again, so Bezrat Hashem, we should all have a bizoka to this broad perspective and all the great things that come from it. It comes from mamish being connected to Torah Lishma, to learning Torah Lishma, to gaining access to the Ora L'Kotoi Barach, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through that, Bezrat Hashem, being able to light up ourselves, light up the world, expand our perspective, be zochet to all of these things. Why do we want to be zochet to all of these things? To be able to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring more out into the world. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zochet. Shkoach, everybody.